Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tara, would you ever date a guy you worked with?
Nope.
Not asking for me. I'm asking for Shannon. What if you started talking to him before you found out that you worked with him?
Ooh, still probably no.
No. So, Shannon.
Hi.
You matched with a guy on Bumble.
I did.
And then you found out that, oops, y'all work for the same company.
We do.
Ooh.
How weird is that?
Yeah, it's a little more complicated than I want it to be, but there's a few reasons why I'm really kind of considering it still, so I wanted some perspective.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I mean, like you said, I didn't even know we worked for the same company. I found out after we'd already been chatting for a bit, and even though we work for the same company, technically, he still works in Chicago, but he's moving to Austin. But he did tell me that once he moves to Austin, he pretty much is planning on leaving, and he's gonna find another job. Also, even though he works for my company, he's a VP, so I don't report to him, but he is like my boss's boss's boss. So I don't know if that technically makes it worse or if it makes it better.
I don't know.
He wants to fly me to Chicago. And I mean, I really want to go, but I just don't know if I should go down that road or...
Oh, interesting.
He's just really sweet, and I think he really likes me.
So, Sarah, that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
If it's someone that she's not even going to run into, it's a big company. Obviously, ours is not. So if you date someone you work with, you're going to see him every single day. Her situation is such that she might not see him at all.
I did kind of run into him yesterday.
Oh, you did?
But that's only because he happened to be here, and yeah, I did. I ran into him at the office yesterday.
And then what if he's not even going to be working there for very long?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
Am I going to risk not having a great relationship with somebody that seems like he's really great when he may not even be around that long?
So I don't feel like I'm a good person because I don't have a good perspective on how big of a company. For example, I've always worked in smaller radio stations, so to me it is 100%, you know, out of the question. But my boyfriend works at Dell. It's huge. And if you're like, oh, you work at Dell, do you know so-and-so? There's about a 1% chance that they know each other. And I think they have different campuses and stuff like that. I don't know. It's just the whole boss thing.
It's the boss thing that makes the difference. He's going to take heat for dating one of his employees, even though he's not directly your boss. And you're going to take heat, not just for dating a higher up, but a higher up, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be talked about no matter what in the company.
No, I say do it and don't tell anybody, especially if he's leaving the company anyway.
I think it's worse if you don't tell anyone because it's a big secret and it's a bigger thing.
That's okay. I did that. I dated. It was the worst decision ever, but I dated
again,
a coworker.
Stop yourself right there. It was the worst decision ever. There you go.
But we worked directly with one another, and we dated. We kept it secret for a long time before we told anybody. And it's possible, by the way. But are you really going to go to Chicago?
I'm having a hard time deciding.
Oh, you know.
I really want to go.
You're not going to be normal tourists. You're going to be going to be a lover.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a guy doesn't fly you to see him somewhere without expecting to...
Make sweet love. That's
really,
the truth.
Really? You don't think he just wants to...
Nope.
Spend time with me and get to know me better?
Yeah, in bed.
Okay, but she has every right to say no.
Absolutely.
Just so we're clear.
Of course.
I mean, really?
Well, no, but I'm just saying, I hate that, he's going to expect something. Okay, that doesn't mean you have to give him anything.
Exactly.
So you set the rules. Exactly. You can go to Chicago and have a great weekend and not do anything. You can even sleep on the couch and he sleeps in the bed.
Yes, you can do anything of that. But Sarah, he expects something.
Absolutely. And that is why, Sarah, and I agree with everything you said, for sure. But because of those expectations, and again, we're generalizing here, but I think it's a safe assumption.
Oh, Booker, we can say it's a 100% safe assumption that when men fly women out of town, we expect something.
So here's what you do. I believe it is your obligation to set those parameters if you don't intend on doing anything. And again, there's a little asterisk here, you know, all things may change, but I believe you need to make that apparent from the beginning before you even go to Chicago. Hey, look, don't be expecting anything.
Yeah.
And then let him decide whether or not he really wants to bring you
out. Don't be surprised if in your email box there's a canceled flight for Southwest.
No!
Exactly.
Seriously.
No! Yeah.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.